opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I know what this song is. The question is, why are you playing it?
Because I can.
I know you can, but let me tell you something. We should have been talking about Caitlin Clark. And then you come back with Uptown Girl. But we were just basically talking about the NBA. And so I just don't understand the connection. The connection.
Well, it's because he likes the song.
Nobody likes this song. What? It's one of the worst Billy Joel songs going. What a little scenes from an Italian restaurant.
Well, he's trying to set the mood, Sonny. We're trying to stay uplifted. You know, I think after last night, a lot of people are feeling down about the world. Now, you don't have to placate to him. You don't have to just set him up with one of his favorites, because every time that this song comes on or anything written by Robert Zimmerman, Steiny loses his freaking mind and has to go on a diatribe about how great of a songwriter he is.
You know, I haven't done this in a while. And
since Friday.
I'm looking forward to it. The 510 on the text line. I would no longer be a Warrior fan if we bring in the circus of LeBron James and Bronny. Shut up. Yes, you would.
I'm kind of with the 510.
You would double down.
That's not true.
What you're saying is not true. If the Golden State Warriors got LeBron James, they would not lose one fan.
I actually think they would. You do not give enough credence to the disdain Warriors fans have for individuals. You also overinflate this idea of someone supporting solely a team. Like, there's a lot of fans out there, maybe not diehards, because I think a diehard fan, they're going to like the team no matter who's on it. But I do think that there are some people who wouldn't like the Warriors if LeBron James played for them.
They're the same people who said they weren't going to like the 49ers when they acquired Richard Sherman. And you know what? They still were fans of the Niners. They didn't lose one fan over Richard Sherman, even though he ate a turkey leg at the 50. I mean, LeBron never ate a turkey leg at Levi Stadium on Thanksgiving night.
Let LeBron go full Devondre Campbell one night, and I think they'd lose a few fans.
Possibly.
Dixon's in San Francisco. What's up, Dixon? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
I'm calling about UNS. I think the Warriors need to greatly improve their team before they have a shot into the playoffs, even, if much less the finals. I think we have to get better, bigger. I think we have to get faster. I think we have to get younger. I think we should trade a package with Draymond and Kuminga and get some kind of stud that can play center for the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, you got to find a team out there that wants an old guy in Draymond and a young guy in Kuminga. And then you got to find a center you like and who's pretty good if you're going to give away those two guys. So
we've got the some first-round picks, too.
Well, that's true. That's true, and that's the danger. That's the danger.
Well, I don't think the way we are constructed right now is going to bring us to the promised land.
Dixon, I'm with you there. Thanks for the call. What was I going to say about Draymond Green? Was it Kuminga? I forget.
This is the path the Warriors have chosen. This is their team. Seriously. Everyone wants this massive shakeup like last summer. They didn't really do a whole lot, and then they eventually made a trade, and that helped them. And now it's like you got a ton of money wrapped up in three guys, really just two guys. And I think this team is set up to kind of just run it back. Like, that's how they pigeonholed themselves. And you're going to sit here and rip them all year, but I don't see an alternative.
Well, you might be right, because they've started down this road now, and now they're halfway down it, and they turning around would be maybe fruitless, but staying down this road, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Because this one's the one that I really wonder what people think. We had a caller that said, look, we need to get somebody in here right now, da 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 da. And we have draft picks. And he said, let's face it, we're going to stink when Steph leaves. We're just not going to be very good when Steph leaves. Okay. Well, you keep going down this road, to me, that ensures you're not going to be any good without Steph. But I still think there's a way to not be terrible without Steph, and it would have been not putting every single egg in the now basket. Like, I really think the Warriors could have almost baited and switched, and that is made moves that help a little bit down the line, or maybe not the move that is a move that, oh my gosh, we're back in it, but you incrementally get better without jeopardizing your future, and you just try to keep getting better with Steph. Like,
isn't that what they're doing?
No, they're trying, it's all about a home run, it feels like.
I don't see them trying to swing for the fences whatsoever.
You don't?
No, the year after they won the championship, they won 44 games. Then they won 46 games. Last year, they won 48 games. They still have four first-round picks to trade. They haven't traded them. They only have guys under contract for two more years. Their head coach they could get off of at the end of this season. Like, I don't think they're as all-in as you're making them out to be.
Well, I'm just saying, over the last year, they've tried to, here's what I think. They've tried to sell the fan base, and maybe that's too harsh. They've tried to sell the fan base that they were one player away. Whether it was Paul George, Markkanen, LeBron last year, Durant this year, it ended up being Butler. Okay, so the nice thing about Butler, as far as I'm concerned, is they didn't mortgage the future. So they got a player who's made them a little bit better. But I don't think they're a title contender. But I don't know that a player out there can make them a title contender. But yet, we're still saying that's the ultimate goal. So I'm just wondering if they even have a stomach to do it incrementally. If you know what I mean.
But they are doing it incrementally. They've gotten incrementally better the last few seasons.
Okay. Let me play guru.
Sure.
You made the playoffs. then you missed the playoffs, then you made the playoffs.
And you won a round.
Right.
So you've made the playoffs two of the last 3 years, and you've won two playoff series. Is that bad? It's not what people want, because it's not a championship. But if you're talking about incrementally getting better, I actually think that's why people are so mad, is because they've taken the long route, like, to get right here. They haven't made trades in the past that could have, I don't know, in people's eyes, transformed the roster. You know, they didn't go for Siakam a couple of years ago. They didn't make the Gafford and PJ Washington type move a couple seasons ago that everybody wanted. They saved some of their chips for Jimmy Butler, and now they have some to work with, but it doesn't appear as if they're going to push them in to the center of the pot. I think they're working more incrementally than you think they are.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Sonny, what do you want them to do? Well, how about that?
It's too late. You're right. And that's kind of the conclusion I've come to. It's too late. You're right. They're already down this road, and it's a road I'm not sure I would have gone down, but they've gone down it, and now you've got 2 years. You've got 2 years. Let me ask you this. You've got 2 years to do what?
To try and be as competitive as possible.
Okay. I'll take that, but that's not what they're selling.
What are they selling?
They're still selling that they are a title team, and that it's all about, like, I just think when you say it's all about Steph's fifth ring, then that leads you down a certain avenue. And if there's anything else out there that doesn't accomplish that, you won't do it. And maybe that limits everything, that limits some of the things you can do, because you don't want to take a step back to take two steps forward in 2 years. Like, I guess that's what it would be. Well, it would be there. What if there's a good young player out there? Somebody's going to say Kuminga, but what if there's a good young player out there, but he's going to take 2 or 3 years? You just give up on a guy like that? Or you just wouldn't acquire a guy like that?
Well, I would like to know who that player is. Like, I think what the decision you're asking them to make is between, like, last night, I thought Brian Windhorst said something pretty poignant about the Thunder, which was they started working towards this championship the moment they ended their window for their last one, which was they traded Paul George and acquired Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and a bevy of first-round picks, one of which they turned into Jalen Williams.
All right. Yeah, I would do that.
No bleep.
I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, no bleep, Steiny.
But they're not even trying. They're not. That's not where they're going.
Because that trade isn't out there.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know what's out there for Jimmy Butler or...
Why would a team give up a future potential star and 4 first-round picks for Jimmy Butler? Kevin Durant didn't even get... He got you 1 first-round pick.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, that's why they're moving towards this road, in my opinion. It's because the ship to get however much you could back for whether it's Curry or maybe a... Like, that ship has sailed. That's not available to you. Honestly, Steiny, seriously, if there was an equivalent deal to the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander trade, which is the one that everybody wants.
Okay.
I think the Warriors would do it.
For Steph?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think they would, though.
But that's the deal that you, like, want them to make.
That's right.
And I don't think that deal's available.
It might not be, and it certainly isn't if it fits into no part of your strategy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, and this isn't about, would you trade Steph? It's not about that. It's about, will you explore every single avenue to try to continue to get better? And I feel like there's some things that could present themselves where if it doesn't fit into their timetable, that they'll miss an opportunity. 888-957-9570 is the number. You're listening to the 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let me ask you this. How many games the Warriors win?
48.
Okay. Right now, do you think they're going to win more than 48 or less?
About the same.
Okay. I think they're going to win less right now. Okay. Unless they make some moves. So that's why I don't.
You don't see
it. I hate where they are. I just hate it.
I know. You've hated it for the last 3 years.
Exactly. Because they missed opportunity after opportunity. And then now, like, this is the thing. Like, we're just going to stink after Steph? Like, is that what we're conceding? Well,
I don't think they're conceding that. Otherwise, they wouldn't have any first-round picks. They would have traded them.
Well, that's my point. If fans are willing to, like, scrap the future, well, then go trade five. Go trade five first-round picks and get the best possible player you can get in here and, you know, mortgage it all for 2 years. Like, that's, like, and that's, I guess, what I'm saying is I do kind of feel like they're selling something that they know is unrealistic. That's all.
Well, you can't just come out and say, oh, yeah, actually, you know, we got a bunch of older guys and they're on really inflated contracts and, you know, we're going to try and win around this year. I mean, I would argue the person who's been selling it the most realistically is the guy who's the franchise. It's Curry. What he's selling is meaningful basketball, which sounds like he doesn't have to win a fifth championship because he realizes that's going to be really, really difficult to do given the stage of his career and just the roster in comparison to everyone else in the league. But he's not selling championship. He's selling being competitive for the next couple seasons. You know, Sonny, and it might only be one more year. Like, one more year of this, and then they could try and blow it up. I don't know. I think you're assuming that they're just going to ride this out for as long as humanly possible, that there isn't an end to this.
Well, I feel like, and that's one thing that I vehemently disagree with when people say 1 year. Why 1 year? All their old guys are under contract for 2 years. So, yeah, if it falls apart next season, well, what do you get? Getting off those guys probably won't get you much, so you'll have two choices at that point to be even older than you were after a bad year, or you trade these guys, but I don't know what you can get for them on the last year of their deals.
Well, I don't think it'd be a whole lot more than trading them this summer.
I think,
like, what's
again,
the difference?
I don't want to go down this road, but I think if you put, I don't want to go on this road, but if you put Curry on the open market right now, you could get a haul for him. And with one more year that goes by, you probably get less of a haul. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then why didn't you just trade him last year or trade him 2 years? You know, like, that's, to me, that's just off the table.
But again, I'm not saying they should trade Steph Curry. I'm saying it's like politicians say, everything's on the table. Even if it's not, but just say it. I think the way they've described the last 2 or 3 years has constrained them, if that truly is their strategy.
What? Take a call.
Rick in Pacifica. What's up, Rick? How you doing?
Well, hello, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's always, Steiny, always the contrarian. I'm listening to Evan, and he seems to be talking the same language as I would say the majority of the Warriors fans. Let me just ask you real quick, both of you. What are the positives with the Warriors roster as constructed this last season here?
The positives?
Yes. I could tell you a number right out the gate, but go ahead.
They have two star level talents.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I guess Butler.
Butler, he basically turned his season around, so you'd have to say Butler. Anybody else?
Not really.
No, Draymond made first team all defensive player.
Okay.
Okay. Pajemski made big strides in being a solid leader of the bench. By the way, the bench was in the top three in scoring and defense amongst the league. So are they a scrap heap team? Or are they kind of muddling in the middle? Well, they won 48 games? And Evan made a very interesting comment about being healthy. That's huge. I think the Warriors are two players away from being a much better team. They need a goon in the middle. They need a Steven Adams type guy right in the middle to just be a rim protector, maybe knocking bodies out of the way. And they're out there. Those guys are out there. Some of them are just, you know, familiar names, but not necessarily top tier. And then they need to spend their dimes on a scorer. And outside of that, everything I think will fall into place. It'll give Steph and Draymond a little more time not to be on the court all the time, and maybe they won't get injured as much or at all. I mean, that's just my two cents.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you. I mean, like, Evan is making sense, and I hate where they are. And you're right. They got to make the best out of this situation. And I get it. A lot of people think they're in a better spot than I think they are. And I'm not saying I'm right.
Well, I don't think that a lot of people do feel that they're in a great position. I think a lot of people are frustrated because they're realizing that the Warriors are stuck. They made their bed with Jimmy Butler. It doesn't look like they have any intention of moving one of their top three highest paid players. And really all they can do is choose to sign and trade or keep Kuminga. But that's the reality of their summer. The Kevin Durant move that happened yesterday, I don't see happening for the Warriors, or the equivalent of a big name or a big swing or a big trade. But it also doesn't mean that that you should just give up on next season. They were within, some people felt like they're an injury away from being in the Western Conference Finals. They also were a Buddy Hield Game 7 away from being knocked out of the first round. That's the reality of where they are. So, I can't fault the Warriors for trying. You know what I mean?
No, I got you. But you said, I think most people agree the Warriors are stuck.
Yeah, that's why we're hearing frustration today, because they're neither a championship team like we saw last night with OKC winning their first, and they're also not horrible.
No, you're right. I I'd have to go back over the last 3 years, but they could have been making moves that would have allowed them to be less stuck right now. And I don't necessarily think that would concede them being a team just as good as they've been. Let's go to Austin real quick in San Jose. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Great conversation. Listen, where do we go first? The first thing I would just agree, you guys kind of went down a path just now around what didn't happen before, Stiney. And I agree. We talk about the present, but it really is about what they've not done over the last couple of years. I mean, look at Moody and forget Paz. Look at Moody and JK.
Yeah.
These guys have been in the system for almost 5 years. I mean, we can keep talking about they're incrementally getting better. The guy just said, they're going to be better next year. The problem is they haven't developed the guys that they should have developed. So you had to go out and get a Jimmy Butler, and now everybody's proclaiming Jimmy Butler. And I'll be honest, I'm not as big of a Jimmy fan as I think a lot of the Warrior fans are. I'm not a big – I think he came in, he helped the team. But I'm not sold on Jimmy going into the future, really, as the cure-all. I think the real Jimmy will come back. We'll see. But I just think that it's really about – what they haven't done in totality, guys. The question is, do we still believe that the roster that we're all saying the roster isn't good enough? So now they're trying to sell us on this roster being better than it is. The young guys are really going to be good. when we look at other teams, young guys, and Stein, you know, I've been saying this for a long time. I think we overvalue the young guys that we have versus the rest of the team, rest of the league. And now it's starting to play out. So none of this is surprising. I think we're going to ride it out for another year. Dunley's pretty much said that. This is one more year. And then after next year, all hell could break loose, guys. I don't see this running out more than another 2 years unless they do something crazy in the playoffs. That's it, guys.
Appreciate it, Austin. Thanks for the call. After watching this postseason, your impressions of the Warriors changed? Or are they still the way they were when they got knocked off by Minnesota? What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Evan, I'm looking at this text from the YouTube chat. From somebody named Little Miss Trouble. Curry, it says, we all love Steph, but it's time. Time for what? Little Miss Trouble, time for what? Time for what, Little Miss Trouble?
I don't know. Time to get off him? Like, and this is, I understand that he's in a particular stage of his career, but he was just named second team. He proved that when he's playing meaningful basketball, he can still conjure up a pretty damn high level of play. You know, can he do it enough at this stage in his career to help you win a championship? That might be too much, but I think he didn't do anything this year that made me feel as if, yeah, now's the time. Like, now's the time for Steph to go.
No, but there's something that's been troubling me for a few years now as it relates to Curry and less Draymond Green. And that is, the problem is, to my way of looking at it, is Steph, Draymond, and I'll put Butler in there too, just for the sake of it. But they're still really good players. They are. But they still have to be the main ingredients on this team. And so when I look at guys around the league who are getting older, and it's a blessing and a curse that Steph can play at this level for this long. But he's not the player he was. And so you have him making 60 plus. You have Butler making almost 60. And you're stuck with one of two things. One is they're playing too much and they're losing effectiveness and they don't have enough support because they're making too much. Or ideally, they'd be making what they're making, but they'd have lesser roles because there'd be somebody who could supplant them. But nobody can supplant them. So they remain the highest paid players on the team, the most important players on the team, and they're still hanging in there, playing at a nice level. But it's nothing like their championship years. And so that's where I see them just kind of in a hole that's going to be really difficult to climb out of. Like, I'm not saying Steph's a problem, but when guys are making that much money and they're getting less effective, then you got to have somebody to pick up the slack. And the reality is they still rely on those three guys too much. And if you want to say they haven't developed anybody or they haven't gotten them enough help, that's fair. But I think this team's in big trouble unless and until Draymond, Butler, and Curry because the team's good enough can take lesser roles. And that might not happen in the next 2 years.
Well, I'm going to be honest. If that was the case, Jimmy Butler wouldn't be here. Like, they went out and traded for Jimmy Butler because they haven't developed anyone or been able to acquire anyone that could take the workload away from Curry, Green, or both. I mean, seriously, that's why. They found themselves in a talent-deficient state midway through the season where they're a 500 team. That's why they traded for him.
Right.
If they felt like there was going to be the next guy, for example, if they thought Kuminga was going to be that guy, I don't think that they make that trade.
You know what? That's a great question.
If they thought Pods was going to be that guy, and I don't care how much you talk about him, and he's a future all-star and he's untradeable. Like, if they really thought that they had a young player who was next up, who was ready to be the dude, the face of the franchise, the heir apparent, I don't think you make the Jimmy Butler trade.
I wonder. Let's just say Kuminga was somebody who was still a couple years away, but the verdict wasn't out on him. Like, give me a young... let's say he was...
Jalen Green.
I was going to say Amen Thompson.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what I'm getting at is... if Kuminga were Amen Thompson, would they have moved him to get better immediately? Or would they say, you know, this guy's going to be... and like, if I told you right now, I'm telling you, Kuminga's going to be great in 4 years. Do you trade him? Or what if I say, there's another team that thinks Kuminga is going to be great in 4 years, and they're willing to make a move that we love, the Warriors.
So I wouldn't trade him. I wouldn't trade that player. Like, if you're telling me I thought that, and I don't, but if I thought Kuminga was going to be a top 5 to 10 player in the next 3 seasons, no, I don't trade that player. But if I don't, then I absolutely get rid of him. I mean, Steiny,
I guess what I'm saying is if Kuminga were more of a sure thing, would they have gotten Butler? Or would they have been okay with, you know, it might take him a couple more years, but we can't get rid of this guy?
Well, that's a little different because they didn't have to give him up. Like, they clearly didn't want to trade him for Jimmy Butler. Otherwise, he'd be gone.
True.
But
why would they? But they would have for Durant.
Because it sounds like that's what it would have, I don't know, that's what it would have taken to get it done. And
well, that's true.
They also don't really have anything else to trade. My thing is, the Warriors have not done a good enough job in creating the next big thing. And as much as I hear people saying Jordan Poole was that player, I don't think he's good enough to carry a franchise. He's a solid player. Obviously, he was a big part of a champion. I don't think he was that guy. They haven't found him. Although, again, to me, or you, like, the Rockets didn't think that Jalen Green, to me, was going to develop into that kind of player. If they did, I don't think they'd trade him for Durant. It's also why I think, and it's revisionist history, or hindsight's 20/20, but if the Clippers thought that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was going to be a player that was the MVP of the league, the scoring champion, Western Conference Finals MVP, NBA Finals MVP, you don't trade that player. I don't think the Clippers thought he could be that. Otherwise, why would you have gotten rid of him?
Yeah. Or they thought, there's a small chance, but it's worth taking. Here's the problem with Jordan Poole and trading Jordan Poole is I never watched Jordan Poole and thought this guy's the next. Because first of all, the next what? Well, he's not the next Curry. Are you talking about the next number one on a good team? I don't think he's that either. The problem with moving Jordan Poole was that he did something that you needed in a big way a fair amount of time because of other shortcomings, and he was able to be a very important player on your team because he was able to provide scoring during those times you really needed it, whether Curry was on the floor or not. And to me, he was a difference-making type of player for the Warriors. Not a one, not a guy who you could build around. And I'm not even sure, you know, a top two guy on a team or three. But when they traded Jordan Poole, they lost something offensively that they've never gotten back. And it's a guy who can score without anybody else's help if and when Steph's not doing it and other guys aren't doing it. And I get his defense wasn't great and sounds to me like he was a little bit of a head case, but they gave away essentially a player who had already proven, and to me that's the other part of this that's huge, he had already proven he could play here, be effective here, and score here, and be a part of a winning team. And we talk a lot about the guys who, for some reason, can't fit into the system. So, you know, I don't know why I'm relitigating Jordan Poole, but I do think that people get caught up in whether, well, he's never going to be the best player on a good on a great team. I get that, but that doesn't mean we're better off without him, because we're not.
Well, I think it's ironic that that's now the kind of player they're looking for. It's, you know, we're sitting here today not talking about how the Warriors can go and get Giannis or some big fish. I don't think it's realistic. Maybe you do. I don't. But we're talking about the players that can help them. You know, a big, maybe not the big, but a big. We're talking about a backup point guard. Maybe not, you know, not the point guard, but someone who can help and step in. We're talking about a wing. Maybe not the wing because you got Butler and you got Draymond, but someone who can back those guys up or kind of supplement how many games they're going to miss. Like, we're not talking about the player. I don't think the Warriors are looking at this summer as we're remaking this team. They're in a position where they're trying to add and be as competitive as possible. And it is ironic that the player they're kind of missing would be a Jordan Poole type.
Yeah, and the more I think about it, the more I'm really confused about that move. I can only assume Draymond had so much power, he made the decision, or they were all down on Jordan Poole. But, you know, if you think about how unbelievable it is that they drafted Jordan Poole in the 20s, he came into the league, and we were thinking, this guy cannot play. He goes down to the G League, comes back. He's a totally different player. He's now a contributor. And you traded him for you got a homegrown guy, and you traded him for whatever the most opposite of a homegrown guy could be in Chris Paul. I don't know why I'm harping on Poole right now.
Ideally
they'd be sitting with Poole and Kuminga would be further along, but that's not the way it is.
Yeah, that's not reality. They traded him to save money. That's what they did. And now they're trying to figure out how they can spend their money. And they picked the guy who they spent the money on. He's Jimmy Butler. But again, I think that the reason why the Warriors had to trade for him or felt like they had to trade for him is because there's nobody on the team under the age of 25 that they believe, if you like put a gun to their head and ask them, that they believe can carry the mantle. There's nobody. In fact, I don't even know if there's anybody close. Like, all their young players, who would be the closest to being that guy? Seriously, it's probably Pods.
Oh, now?
Yeah. Like, and that's why they're in the situation they are.
But okay.
That's why they have to lean on these older players so much.
But when we, like, this is, okay, so when we say the next, like, here's, so if Jordan Poole were here now, he might not be, you know, he might still wouldn't be their number one option, but you could look at this team and say, okay, in a couple years, when Steph's gone, Jordan Poole's going to be 26, Kuminga's going to be 26, and this is what drives me crazy. I'm not saying those are your first and second best players. All I'm saying is you'd have something after Steph was gone, and then you start saying things like, well, now if you get a star in here and Poole's your second, or Kuminga's your second best player and Poole's your third best, you may have something. But they have nothing after these guys right now. And I guess that's why I'm thinking about Poole more now than they had over the course of the past season.
Well, he also didn't play very well in the playoffs that followed the championship run. He also was a pretty inconsistent player after arguably he got punched. But to me, thinking about Poole, it's like, I guess it just doesn't, like, where does that get us?
I know, I hear you.
You know, the fact remains, again, and it's just hit me watching the Thunder and the Pacers yesterday. Those guys know who is going to be leading their team or teams for the next five seasons. You know, unfortunately, the Haliburton injury kind of puts a big wrinkle in the Pacers. And in fact, that might be the only reason we could talk about a Miles Turner being available. It's because the Pacers are like, well, what are we really paying for next year? Because we're going to have to wait 2 years anyways. It's going to be an 18th-month injury and all the rest. But it's, I'm looking at OKC. They got all these young, good players. But they know who their guys are five seasons from now. Even Indiana, maybe you think it was a lucky run, it was a flukish run. Maybe you think they got staying power, I don't know. But they know Haliburton, maybe Siakam, he's a little older, but Nembhard, Nesmith, like all of these guys are their dudes for the foreseeable future. And the Warriors, that's really what they're missing. And I think, honestly, that's the reason why, in a long-winded way, based on what we've discussed today, I think that people are so down on them. It's because they don't see a future. And the present isn't really that sparkling either. Like this, the present is not good enough for a lot of fans to outweigh the lack of a future. You know, and it's not like they've really cashed their chips in on the present either, because they still got all their picks and stuff like that.
I mean, I think it's interesting because, you know, it's too bad Haliburton got hurt, obviously. But it's so funny, and I'm not picking on you here, but like you're like, you know, was it a fluke for Indiana?
Well,
and I'm no. But what I'm saying is, in any other place, like why wouldn't forget? Like if Haliburton didn't get hurt, why wouldn't we just say Indiana's getting better? Like Indiana went to the Eastern Conference Finals, then they went to the NBA Finals. They're a championship contender next year with Haliburton, but they're not right now. Let's go to Mark in San Francisco real quick. Get some.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Get some.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. I go by the radio name of Dark Mark. Yeah.
Oh, hey,
I call every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to say this. You know, we need to trade Kuminga for Kawhi Leonard, because we can talk about Poole in the past all we want. We're not going back to that. If we had Leonard, who I still think is a superstar, you know, is a superstar, God, he can shoot when Curry sits down. Ooh, he can play defense. He can shoot when Curry is up. You know, Curry is only human. He gets cold sometimes. If we could, and we can talk about Antetokounmpo and all these others, but you know, we'd have to give up the ranch for that. If we could get Kawhi Leonard, we would be in the finals next year. I'm Dark Mark, not Doc Mark, Dark Mark.
Oh, Dark Mark. All right, thanks.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks, Dark Mark. Appreciate it, man.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
It's Dark Mark, not Doc Mark.
Yeah, I mean, if they could do that, I would love that, Steiny. I would love that. You know, but that's kind of what we're resigned to at this point, is praying Kuminga turns into Kawhi. How do you feel, Steiny?
You can't.
Talk to me, man.
You can't get Kawhi Leonard. Goodness gracious. You guys really want to get older. Can't get older.
Oh, they can.
I guess.
Big Mountain. What's his name? Splash Mountain? Brooke Lopez?
Yeah.
He's coming to the Warriors.
Let's go to Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee's in Fairfield. Hey, Mr. Lee, how you doing?
Steiny.
Hey.
A lot of times, man, I will agree with Guru, but you hit it on the head, man. I'm thinking back about Poole would be the kind of guy that you started to make some transition and changes with. And looking back, I'm kind of sad, too, about that. But I think they made a mistake. Internally, the Warriors didn't handle that, could have handled that better. I think had they handled it differently, you probably could have kept the two players, and I think they would have been able to coexist. But when you don't even suspend the guy, and you make him feel like, speaking of Draymond, and you make Draymond feel like he's above the law, then it just dampens everything, man. And the dark mark, guy just called. We gotta get younger, man. I'm done with these old players. I love hoop and watching them young boys play yesterday, to include Indiana. You might start thinking, what deals can we make? Those two teams got good young players on those teams. Those are the kind of guys that, giving us another opportunity, those are the kind of guys are ready to play. Just throw the ball out there. That's my take, man. Love the show. Later.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, somebody's like, let me ask you this.
Yep.
Let's say the Warriors had kept Poole and let Draymond walk.
Yeah.
How much different would the last three years have looked? They averaged 46 wins over the last 3 years. Made the playoffs twice, won two series.
I think they probably won. I think they would have won a little less, but their future right now would look brighter. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Absolutely. My point would be, I don't think they'd look significantly worse, because I don't believe that had you gotten rid of Draymond Green, all of a sudden you're in the tank. I just, you know, they still have Steph Curry.
Well, they were in the tank. They were a game below 500 this year.
Right, I'm saying, had they not traded Jordan Poole, I don't think they would have been a 28-win team the last 3 years.
No, but they probably wouldn't have won 48. If he's on the team, I don't think why would you trade for Jimmy Butler?
If who's on the team, Jordan Poole?
Poole over Draymond. I think it's because, like, they clearly had a vision of aligning three older guys. And, you know, the text line's totally correct. What stands out last night watching the finals? Young guys. Young players. Warriors don't have any good ones. Or not enough. Or players that are young are not further enough along. So, they decided to get older. And now they got to lay in it. At least for another year.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Evan. I got a few things. One, I mean, people are worrying for nothing, really. But, I mean, other than barring injury, and you saw what happened in Indiana, if the Warriors stay healthy and have Jimmy Butler for the whole year, they are going to be better if they stay healthy. They do need a big goon in the middle. I mean, I'd get rid of Looney and whoever else. We could just get someone like a Steven Adams if we can. And the biggest thing, though, to me is the 2Ks, double K. Her and Kuminga need to get their act together. Curtis has played the kid for 35 minutes. Look, the kid has a lot of potential. You have superstars around him that can teach him. You can get 25 points out of that kid in his sleep in 35 minutes. And Kuminga, though, has to also engage. Start hustling. Play defense. Rebound, Kuminga. That's all you got to do. Big contract in your future. And the Warriors will be fine.
Good stuff, Mark. Appreciate the call. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see callers. I'll get to you all on the other side. We're fixing the Warriors. Somebody's got to do it. They're in a shambles. And we'll see if we can get their offseason off to a great start. 888-957-9570. Planning a road trip? Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast in your plans? Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car. Done in 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons. And if you're wrapping up the workday like me, it's time to flip that mental switch. Time to unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with New Vodka. That's N-U-E. It's American-made, award-winning, seven times distilled. New is smooth, it's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar. You're getting real quality with New. No fluff, no pretense, just great vodka that doesn't make your wallet hurt. No velvet rope needed. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. They are game changers. Remember the name, New Vodka. That's N-U-E, not just my pick, can be yours too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax, make the right call. Grab New Vodka, N-U-E. It's in stores now or head to newvodka.com to find it near you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.